Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It is unclear whether former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon and conservative provocateur Ann Coulter will appear in Berkeley, California next week at what's being called Free Speech Week. The list of speakers provided by the university doesn't include Coulter or Bannon, but a list provided by the organizers of the event, a conservative student group, does include them. Joining us now is John Sepulvedo, host of KQED's California Report. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
And clear this up for us. Do we know if Coulter and Bannon are going to speak?
No, if I could clear that up, I think everybody in the Bay Area would want to talk to me right away because it is part of the MO of these activities that have been going on in Berkeley to be as confusing and disorienting as possible. So we are hearing that Bannon will be there. We're hearing that Bannon will not be there. We're hearing that Ann Coulter is going to be here. We're hearing that Ann Coulter is not going to be here. And that has, again, just been part of the whole chaos that has always preceded these events. It happened just a few weeks ago. We heard for a moment that Ben Shapiro, a former Breitbart editor, was not going to speak at Berkeley. Then he might speak at Berkeley, but it was going to be something smaller. And then ultimately he was able to give an event that went very successfully. So it's just part of the MO of these groups to, A, partially because they're disorganized, but also partially because the anxiety that's generated by this is part of the desired affect of this movement.
Well, tell us more about the group, the student group, the Berkeley Patriot that's behind this, that's planning the Free Speech Week. Who are they and what do they want to accomplish?
So Berkeley Patriot is a newspaper that's conservative in nature, and it's been around since at least 2012. It might have been – there have been some semblance of it perhaps around the rise of the Tea Party back in 2010. And it's gone through a couple different incarnations, but this particular one, Berkeley Patriot – so in order to speak at Berkeley, you have to be invited by either the campus or, you know, some type of faculty group or a student group. And in this instance, Berkeley Patriot is essentially acting as the impetus to ask these folks to come to campus. Berkeley Patriot is not paying the speaker fees or the event fees, as much as $70,000, they've told me. They are not really kind of leading a lot of the organization. And in fact, we saw that when Milo Yiannopoulos, the conservative provocateur, released a press release on his own accord saying that, you know, there were going to be people there who, it turned out, had never confirmed to anyone that they were going to be there. So Berkeley Patriot essentially is, in one part, a very small conservative group on campus that puts out a paper. But in the larger context of this is really kind of acting as the shell corporation to get these groups access to the Berkeley campus.
Well, actually, Yiannopoulos posted a YouTube video this week saying the university is using slippery bureaucratic tactics to try to prevent the event from happening. Here he is.
The administrators at UC Berkeley have tried everything to derail Free Speech Week, up to and including accusing the students of being inept. They're not.
Has the university tried to cancel Free Speech Week, as he says there, or what's been the reaction to the event?
I think the university has said these are the rules and we are going to enforce the rules and be very clear about that. That's not to say that the university hasn't really looked to be a stickler for the rules. But this idea that there are really two ideas here that are interesting and worth exploring. The first is that, you know, Berkeley is throwing up a bunch of bureaucratic stuff. What the University of Berkeley is citing is very clear. It's the rules for any group. And Berkeley Patriot has confirmed to me that at points they said that they didn't look like they had their act together because they were saying one thing and then doing another. And then Milo Yiannopoulos puts out a press release and then they have to retract it. Again, that's part of the chaos of this event. The other aspect of this is that there is a lot of money. And I want to just point this out. Milo Yiannopoulos is talking about free speech, there is a lot of money that's being spent to secure the events that are on campus, some $70,000, not to mention other security costs, not to mention other fees. And we don't know where that money's coming from. So on one hand, while we're saying that this is a free speech event, what this is a bot speech event. And I think that's important to note as he talks about these things.
Why has Berkeley, which is probably one of the most liberal cities in America, become a center of right-wing speech?
Well, it's not right-wing speech, I would say. I think it's far-right speech, and it's become a center of far-right speech because the far-right has taken the tactic, and Milo Yiannopoulos, you know, being the prime example, of essentially trolling people who wouldn't want to hear it. And that's what this is. When I talked to Berkeley Patriot and I said, you know, what is the academic value of having Ann Coulter or Milo Yiannopoulos speak on campus?
Right.
They say there isn't any. They are the first to acknowledge that there's no academic value. That's not the case with Steve Bannon, who, of course, served in the White House and has a very unique perspective
right.
and look. But for – I mean, Pamela Geller, one of the people who's coming there, this is somebody who has spent her career, you know, baiting people
right.
and getting people to react. So that's the reason that it's happening here. It's essentially a big bait.
That's John Sepulveda at KQED. John, thanks.
Thank you.